From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Noah Adams. Congress has adjourned for the holiday break with some important legislation finished and some business left undone. Several wireless phone companies had been hoping for legislative help in settling a fight over spectrum distribution. Now that is unlikely, as NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Cell phone giants such as Verizon, AT&T, and Singular wanted lawmakers to sign off on a deal that would end a spectrum ownership fight that pitted them against a much smaller company called Nextwave Communications. Nextwave bought wireless licenses in a Federal Communications Commission auction 5 years ago, then went bankrupt and didn't pay for them. Despite Nextwave's protests, the FCC resold the licenses to other cell phone companies. Verizon's Vice President of Federal Relations, Howard Woolley, says it's not just a business battle. It's also about relieving cell phone congestion in big cities and pushing forward with wireless internet services.
This is prime mobile spectrum, and it has been tied up in the courts for 5 years now. It's time to get this spectrum out of the courts and into the hands of carriers to be used to serve our customers.
The re-auction that gave Nextwave's licenses to Verizon and others netted the government nearly $16 billion. But a federal court invalidated that auction when it ruled the licenses were assets of Nextwave. To short-circuit any further court action, the FCC, Nextwave, and big wireless carriers hammered out a deal. Under that, the government would have bought off Nextwave's claims for nearly $6 billion, the spectrum would have gone to winners of the re-auction to put to use, and the U.S. Treasury would have ended up with significantly less than the invalidated re-auction would have brought in. That's one reason congressional approval was needed, but several prominent lawmakers say Congress needed more time. Republican Senator John McCain.
It seems to be putting the taxpayers to be the last ones to be reimbursed in this whole deal, and none of us think that's correct.
Lawmakers say they want to take the issue up when they return, but by then it could be too late. Big wireless carriers may try to lease the spectrum directly from Nextwave. If that happens, it could cut out the U.S. Treasury. And Nextwave is not the only company that may do that after bankruptcy. A smaller group, Urban Communicators, won licenses in the same auction 5 years ago and then, like Nextwave, went bankrupt soon after. Urban Communicators General Counsel James Winston blames the spectrum fight on the FCC's rules for the original auction, known as C-Block.
We think that the C-Block was severely damaged by the FCC with a lot of bad decisions. Frankly, one could make an assessment that the C-Block was designed to fail, that the FCC was never serious about giving us opportunities to operate businesses.
Winston says auction rules have often been problematic because the FCC has conflicting mandates. One is to get top dollar for licenses. Another is to make sure entrepreneurs like Nextwave and Urban Communicators get a crack at the booming wireless business. But Jim Murray, a longtime investor and author of A History of the Cell Phone Business, Wireless Nation, says their failures prove that supporting startups should not be the business of the FCC.
They need to hold simple, straightforward auctions where the high bidder wins, and there are no limits on who can bid, but the amount that's bid should be bid as a percentage of gross revenues instead of a lump sum. Then the government and the public over the next half century would end up with real revenue to the public treasury.
Until the dispute over Nextwave's licenses is settled, the U.S. Treasury won't be collecting for that section of spectrum. And the spectrum won't be used. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.